Hi, so I'm here with David Armano, who's one of our invited speakers for the Mix UX track this year, which was our inaugural year. David is actually the VP of Creative at Critical Mass in Chicago. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I didn't get to go to your talk, so I have a selfish motive here. Maybe you can actually start off by telling me how was your talk, because I really wanted to go. I had a session scheduled over it. So tell me what you did here.
The message of the talk was really kind of conceptual, kind of up there. But I do think it's still applicable to a lot of things that we're talking about today, because what I was sort of evangelizing was this idea of how roles are blurring and how it's less about identifying yourself specifically as a designer or as a technologist or developer or as a marketer, and really walking in between the worlds, because we're sort of, marketing technology is sort of slowly but surely moving into one place, especially when it comes to the web.
Talking about blurry lines between marketing, technology, branding, tell me, how does it's almost this collision course, right?
Yeah.
And what's happening there? Because I see it happening every day, and it's very tough to even vocalize. It's tough to talk at that abstract level. But how do you see that whole thing playing out?
Yeah. Well, if you come from the technology or the developer side, you're used to working at things from a product mentality, where you have a software product or even a web application product, and you need for it to do certain things, and then once you do certain things, you have a release, and your users use it, and then you maybe have more releases. And that's sort of the world that developers live in. On the marketing side, marketers talk about things like, at the end of the day, they talk about how people feel about brands. And so here's where the collision course is happening, is that as brands start actually doing more useful things, as brands start actually providing value through things like web applications, what happens is it's combining, you know, we need all of the strengths that designers and developers who are comfortable in that space bring to the table. But we also need the strengths that the marketers bring to the table in knowing what are the right types of experiences that are in line with the brand, right? Because at the end of the day, someone's going to sit down, whether it's on mobile or at their computer, and they're going to do something. And if that if those interactions are good and make them, they ultimately will make them feel good about a brand, they'll bring them closer to the brand, and then they'll make them better consumers, because better consumers are ultimately people that feel a certain way about a brand.
So I have an interesting question for you. What's your advice to a bunch of people who are very technology focused, as they rush into this new era where you have to be very cognizant about this collision course, and you can't get focused on just one aspect of it, right? And what would you say to Microsoft, as it's sort of, you know, you heard Steve Ballmer in the keynote today saying search is a big app, advertising is a big thing, and it's not about just technology there, which we already know. What's your advice to Microsoft and just to us in general as to what we should be doing?
Yeah. Well, we all have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, right? So when you come to conferences like this, it's easy to say search is a killer app, Microsoft is investing in online advertising, because how did Obama position it? It's a big thing. That's what he said, right? Well, why is it a big thing? Well, it's a big thing because Microsoft, whether they talk to this or not, is probably acknowledging that it's the total experience that someone has with a brand that makes them, again, makes them a better consumer, makes them loyal to something. And so marketing is part of that, not just interacting with the projects. But then we also have to take a step back. You come to conferences like this, and the word agile comes up, and the latest trends in user interface. So there's a lot of gesture interface. You know, that's a hot topic and Surface. Again, we have to take a step back and say, well, where are these interactions going to bring us? If you do your job right, they bring you, you know, they strengthen the relationship between a customer and a brand, or a consumer and a brand, or even from B2B perspective. You know, B2B, people who actually use B2B applications are still customers. We can't forget that. So we always have to take a step back and look at things from a human perspective. And so the focal point of my presentation was to get people thinking about the fact that our own skill sets need to evolve, but also that we need to be agile mentally, more so than agile in a process. That's really what I was trying to say.
I think we've got to continue doing this. I appreciate you making the bet, coming here and helping us out, because I think we're taking steps in the right direction. And this is just an important thing to do.
And I appreciate being here. And the reason why I spend a lot of time in this world is because I'm convinced. Now, you know, we're talking about the world I think that you live in and that people who use Microsoft live in. But from my perspective on the marketing side, marketers need to understand how applications are going to change their world. And, you know, one of the big shifts that's happening in the marketing space is that we're realizing that, you know, the popularity of things like online advertising, it's not what it's always what's cracked up to be. People aren't always clicking on banners. But what they are doing is they're spending their time in web applications or web environments, and they're spending a lot of time if it provides some kind of value. You know, that could be a social network where they're connecting with people.
Yeah.
And also people behave differently on social networks. I just did a study for Business Week, and the more popular applications were actually social games. It was playing.
Interesting.
Versus things you could actually do with. But we're also seeing people outside of social applications, seeing people spend a lot of time in transactions and, you know, on things like eBay. So from the marketing perspective, we have to understand and embrace the whole application mentality, the fact that you provide something useful, you add some utility to it, and it's very powerful as a brand tool.
So, David, I have I actually have a favor to ask of you in closing. Can you write a book about this stuff?
Can someone, like, be my benefactor? Because, you know, it's like I'm trying to build a team in Chicago for Critical Mass and, you know, and be Dude. There and be here. I'm about to explode or implode.
Dude, you're doing this on your blog. Just come on. I seriously mean it. These are good ideas that we need to talk about more. And someone needs to abstract this well enough to a wider audience such that we embrace it. So thank you for actually joining us, David.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.